Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on the show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
Weezer last night.
Weezer.
Yay. I did not make it to Weezer.
Oh. Neither did I.
No. Did you make it to Breathing Heart at least?
I didn't know there were two openers.
Oh.
Wow. So I thought, oh, well, I'll catch a couple songs.
Right.
Don't
right.
hit the road because, right. you know, I got to wake up and all
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yes.
But there were two openers. When the first opener went off and the place was almost empty, I thought, this seems weird because the show sold out.
This is curious.
And then, you know, the company asked me, hey, can you come up to the box and say hello to everybody?
Sure, why not?
I go up there. I have a video. I'm going to post it.
Oh.
I open the door and no one's in there. I'm looking around. I'm looking for a closet door for them to jump out.
Surprise! We got you.
You thought no one's here.
I'm like, this is a good prank. I wonder if they're like in the Harbor Club next door.
Right.
You know, like, this will be funny.
Watch them, watch them, watch. Look around.
And they're down in the parking lot tailgating.
Oh.
Like, oh, okay.
Were there any snacks in the room at least?
Thanks for the invite.
I would have ate their snacks.
There was nothing.
Nothing. Oh,
nothing.
That sucks.
It's like, is there another connoisseur box here at the
end? Am I in the right one?
But that was the second time that night I felt like not so special. The first, I pull into the VIP parking lot. I've learned the value of the VIP parking lot now.
Okay.
So I pull in and the guy sees me and he's like, come right in. I didn't even have to say, you know, because usually I lie and I say, I know Howard, and he said I could park here.
Yeah.
And that seems to work. It doesn't work anymore, by the way.
Oh.
They're on to you.
I was never that crafty.
So I pull right in. I park. I get out of the car. The guy comes right over. He goes, man, I'm sorry. I thought you were Jimmy Coplick.
Oh, you brought that car.
I brought the nice car.
You brought that car. Okay. Yeah.
So,
right. You bought the car we had together.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So he's like, sorry, man.
I'm going to have to leave. Okay.
It's not you. I'm going to go park. So.
Right. All right. Anyway, what's going to cost? 20
now
bucks?
I'm like, oh, my God. I got to get one of these VIP parking passes. It is worth it, by the way. Worth it.
Well, you know you're a VIP. If you had asked me, you would have parked wherever you wanted to.
Nice. Well, thank you.
Yes. I'll be there Friday.
It's a treat to park in that lot. I don't know what it costs, but get it.
It will cost you nothing.
Well, thank you.
AJ, you're there Friday. Let me check how much it costs. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Keep in mind they work here. Keep the cost down.
I don't even want to know how much it'd be for me on Saturday, though.
Phil, you're working at night.
But Jimmy didn't come out, he said, because his boss was there. And I thought, well, doesn't it sound weird to hear Jimmy say he has a boss?
Right.
Yeah, I do have a boss.
Wow.
And he's half my age. He's 40. He's almost half my age.
Yeah.
I'm going to be 74. He's 40.
Wow.
And he's way smarter than me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not in the concert business, just generally. He's way smarter than me.
Right. Like, he's a business person.
Right, okay.
Yes, he is.
But you built
it.
See, they're smart to, like, say, we got to have Jimmy Coplick. He's president of this section of the country.
Yes.
And we leave him alone, and we ask him for advice.
Right.
And then every now and then, we ask him to pick up the phone to call people, and that's his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I really like him, thank goodness.
Cool.
Yes. Westchester boy, grew up listening to PLR a lot.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Nice.
Every time he drove to Connecticut, he'd listen to PLR.
So what's that like? What do you do with him back there? Like, the boss is here. Okay, now
well,
what?
We did the sort of the same thing you did. We showed him the venue because he had never seen the venue.
Oh.
And so we're walking around the venue during the opening act. I think they were called something, Jason Manor or something like that. I never heard of the act either. And so nobody was in the boxes, so we went up to the boxes, showed him the boxes, and showed him backstage and everything like that. Since it's partially a Live Nation venue, he had never seen it. So, and we showed him all the food trucks and all the VIP clubs. And
he had to be blown away.
Yeah.
Blown away.
Right.
Absolutely blown away. He'd never seen an amphitheater so pretty.
And then he said, who was that guy trying to pull into VIP parking in a nice car? Get him out of here!
I could tell it was like a heightened night or whatever, because they were asking for these things in a parking lot. I'm like, this is weird.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when it's sold out, we really have to make sure, and VIP parking was sold out, we really have to make sure that everybody who buys a VIP parking spot can
go. Right, right. No, I know. I knew, like, as I'm driving out, I'm like, I really should try to get some piece of paper.
I got I got military parking, general parking. I'm in the dirt. That's why I bring my truck.
So does anyone know how Weezer was? I'm thinking they're just always great.
Well, it was sort of cool because the lead singer is from Connecticut.
Yeah.
He's from West Hartford, so it was sort of like a homecoming. It was really nice.
Nice.
But I did not stay for the act. When my boss left, when I saw his taillights, my headlights went on.
Not yet. Not yet.
Wait for it. Wait
okay,
for
here
it.
We go. Now.
What a great crowd. I mean, people love that place, and they're always in a good mood. And I just love standing outside that place.
Yeah.
Right before a concert, and people are walking up, and they're so excited.
They're all psyched.
I met
yeah.
four young people who it was their first show.
Wow.
Four, five, six people. It was their first concert. Three of them were like around the 6, 7, 8 year old range.
Wow.
Then two of them were 18 years old.
Damn.
And it
it's
was
a good first show, man.
Seriously. Yeah. I was 14.
Great way to start.
Wow.
So many people coming up saying hi to you, Jimmy, and asking where you were. And here is the first person who came up and had something to say directly to you.
What do you want me to tell Jimmy?
You are doing a fantastic job. All through COVID, there was no complications with any of my tickets. I always got a refund on time. And even now I'm having trouble with my digital app. The girls over at the Oakdale Theater send me my tickets through a text message. Absolutely the best. I want you to run the entire country and we won't have any problems.
Jimmy for president.
Yes. No problems, right?
Right. What's your name? Where are you from?
Laura from West Haven.
Hey, slogan right there, Jim for president, no problems.
It's pretty scary that I'm actually younger than the two leading candidates for president. Huh?
Seriously.
Yeah, really? And I'm too old to be president. Okay.
Hey, the kids run for president.
That's a great compliment, though.
Yeah.
That is nice. I appreciate
it. Your people do bend over backwards.
Yeah.
We try to be as fan-friendly. We know who pays our paychecks. It's not Live Nation. It's the fans. We do know that. And I tell every new employee, your check will say Live Nation, although now it's direct deposit because there's no such thing as checks anymore. But I say it's the fans that pay your bills, not Live Nation.
Even your head of security there at the amp, I don't know if that's Live Nation or Howard or whoever that is, Mona. Wow, terrific.
Yeah.
Really yes. Friendly face.
We have found a security company that we really love, USI. And it took us, this is their first full year there.
Yeah, they're great. I remember back in the day, it would all be people that I wouldn't even want to make eye contact with.
Right. Don't look up.
Well, that's because you behave the way you behave.
That's right. That's right.
You deserve it, you heathen.
That's right. We need a tank picking me up by the back of my collar and throwing me out onto York Street.
Yeah, flung you.
With a smile, though. When Tank
with a smile.
Like a cheese almond. Have a nice day.
It's like I see Tank now. It's almost like he still remembers throwing me out.
Yep. His hands voluntarily try and grab for you.
All right. And if you have a question, you could call or text it to 203-882-9757. Here's question two.
Now, is there any band you're interested in talking to Jimmy about?
I want to see Cake.
Cake?
Yes. Cake and the Butthole Surfers. But I don't think they tour anymore.
The band?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to play this to him tomorrow at 8:20.
All right, so it's 8:35. I'm close.
Okay.
Well, Cake
I could have cut that part out.
Yeah, really.
You
really.
Could have. Thanks for having my back.
I'm very happy that we've sort of taken it on the road. I think it's a really cool thing, this show. Cake is not touring this year, and I think the fellow is right. I don't think Butthole Surfers is together anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And Phil said the drummer died recently?
Yeah, just like within the last week or two, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I don't think I don't think they were touring much even before that.
Yeah, I definitely remember that.
What do you remember?
I definitely remember, but the Butthole Surfers of touring.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, question three.
What's your question for Jimmy Cobweb?
How do you get the VIP meet and greets with Derek Jeter for the Earth, Wind & Fire show? because I did not see them on the website, on any of the pre-sales or the general on sale.
Okay.
And I was on right away at all of them.
All right, and so, like, this guy's not an antique. He's, like, 30-something years old, and he couldn't find it.
Right.
Well, maybe we didn't get it up in time. I think it was our fault, not his fault. But it is now up on Ticketmaster. You just go on Earth, Wind, and Fire, as if you're buying a ticket. You click on add-ons, and you'll see the Derek Jeter meet and greet right there.
Okay, so you click on to buy a ticket. And then there's add-ons.
There's a blue thing that says add-ons. You click on the blue add-ons, and it's VIP parking, VIP club, and Derek Jeter meet and greet.
Nice. Ooh.
It's under VIP when you do that.
Now, anytime you're buying tickets, if you see add-ons, that's where you're going to find your different packages?
Yeah, or what we call our upsells.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's great. And the Derek Jeter meet and greet is going to be awesome. I can't wait myself. I'm a Yankee fan. And you get a bobblehead, you get a picture, you get two tickets to a Yankee game, and you also get a signed mat with his signature.
Cool.
So it'll be great.
That's
I think people will be shocked how tall he is. I met him one time.
I keep hearing that.
Very tall.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it until I was at a game.
Yeah, I have a small TV.
What
so
the hell is that?
I just figured he'd fit my TV, so he's small.
It's usually the other way around, right, Jimmy? You've met a lot of rock stars, and usually, you know, they're larger than life. You see them your whole life. Then they're standing next to you, and they're, you know, they're 5'2".
Right.
You are so right. When I met Mick Jagger, I was taller than Mick Jagger, and I'm only 5'7".
Oh, yeah. Aerosmith surprised me, too. I'm like, oh, you guys are my height.
Yeah, Rod Stewart, same way.
Oh, is it really?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
His hair makes him look tall.
Oh, gotcha.
When it's gives flat, him another 11
right
inches.
Right.
Dave. Dave?
Dave.
Oh, hold on. There you are.
Where's
gotta,
Dave?
Dave is here. This up. Dave from Warren.
Hey, Jimmy. Got a question for you, obviously. My phone is locked out, and I have a concert tomorrow night.
Oh.
How do I get my ticket?
What do you mean it's locked out? What does that mean? You mean you can't
get
in?
My phone is frozen.
Oh.
Oh, but he's calling us. Warm it up. That, okay.
So you're not on that phone.
Different phone, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'm on a landline right now. My cell phone is locked out.
Oakdale's box office opens at noon today. Give a call to the Oakdale box office. I'm sure they can help.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Good luck, man.
Yeah, technology. Yeah. It's a wonderful thing.
Isn't it great?
That's so weird.
Locked out of your own phone. What did you do wrong?
I'm always panicked that something's going to happen, like the internet will fail or something.
Uh-huh.
But they have it all figured out there.
They do.
Well, you know, it was a problem when we started going mobile a couple of years ago because we needed to upgrade the system in front for people to be able to, the Wi-Fi system, because people would take out their phones and they couldn't get to their tickets.
Right.
So we had to spend at Xfinity over $100,000, and in Bridgeport we spent over $60,000 to improve the Wi-Fi.
Wow.
Damn.
Nice.
You would think the Wi-Fi company would do that.
Right?
Yeah.
But no!
No. Karen in Wallingford, what's your question for Jimmy?
My question for Jimmy is, can we get Fuel at the amphitheater?
Well, I don't think Fuel would play the amphitheater as a headliner, but if they came in as a support act, we'd love it. I have not heard about Fuel touring in quite a while.
Oh, yeah, they're touring on the East Coast, and they're doing a little in the Midwest. They were at Mohegan in April.
Oh.
And they just did, like, Missouri and a couple other places. They're going to be in New York.
Sound like a Wookiee. I'm sorry.
Good,
you're doing something serious.
Yeah, we're like
I'm being me.
We're like 8 years old over here. Sorry about that.
Yeah. You've been saying that your whole life.
Yeah.
Yes.
So far, it's been working, though.
Yeah, right. You're doing great.
So, Fuel at the amp. Yep.
Well, we'll try to get them as some sort of support act for sure. Good band.
Yeah, that would be awesome. The amphitheater is beautiful. I went there for my daughter's graduation from Sacred Heart last year. You did a great job with it.
Oh, great. Thank you very much. We love it.
You're welcome.
Is special. We were Jimmy and I were talking off the air, and if you walk through to the different places, if you went into Jimmy's Club, they had Charles Rosen, a DJ who I remember playing boppers and way back in the day.
Yeah.
But he's a huge Beatles fan.
Oh, cool.
And he was doing his thing in Jimmy's Club, and then there was a couple of live musicians in another club, and then if you went over to Two Roads, there was a band over there. Not to mention the three bands that were on the main stage. So it was like multiple parties under one roof.
Yeah, I love that place.
It's really special to have that. Dan in Wallingford.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. Hey, question for you. I see Kansas is going to be on the East Coast in October. I was wondering if you had any thoughts of bringing them like to the Oakdale or something like that. I saw them last year at that delayed show from COVID, and they were phenomenal.
We'd love to bring them to Oakdale. We're talking to them right now about it. Fingers crossed.
Oh, cool. Yeah, because it was awesome. It was a great show.
We'll keep crossing those fingers.
Yeah, already in progress.
All right, thank you.
We got a text from Rob in Durham about Pantera.
Ooh. You know, we tried to get them into Connecticut on this first return leg that they're doing. Couldn't do it. I would think they'll play Mohegan Sun sometime on the second leg. Perfect act for Mohegan Sun.
Cool.
Art from Meriden. K.K. Priest.
No word on them touring at all at this point.
Edwin from Trumbull, Blackberry Smoke.
Supposed to do a tour during the winter. We would look at Oakdale.
I wanted to run this by you because, you know, we're all talking about AI and there's a lot of copying of artists' voices. And they're putting them to different songs. And we played an Elvis song. He's singing Baby Got Back. It's a real weird time. And then we have holograms now. And Melanie Martinez upset some of her fans over a $400 VIP meet and greet package. And it turns out it was with an AI hologram of her.
Oh.
Not sure that's really a meet and greet.
Yeah, that is.
Like a meet and see.
Yeah, so they're programming the AI to respond as she would. And so you're talking to a computer with a fake image in front of you.
And the power goes out and she's gone. Well, what else you got?
We're fooling everybody. This is AI. We're not really here.
Right.
People are going to believe that, Jimmy.
my boss only wishes.
No, they could hear that even a computer...
Jennifer's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Chaz doesn't leave the house to do his show. Yeah. Oh, my God. Jennifer will freak out.
Right. If you hear me speaking clearly, it means I'm not real.
That's right. Then who was it who it was a rapper who kicked somebody out for whistling?
Oh, Logic.
Logic. He was in between songs and he was doing some heartfelt, you know, rap between songs, and like kind of talking to people.
Yep.
And someone just kept whistling.
Yep, over and over again.
Was that in Bridgeport or some other show?
No.
Because we just had him in Bridgeport.
Not sure where it happened exactly, but he had the guy kicked out.
Yeah.
He reasoned with the guy, told the guy to shut up, but he wouldn't. So off you go.
Well, you have to respect people's, you know, their performances.
Yeah.
I love when Don Henley says, I remember the days when I used to go to a concert and people used to watch the concert with their own eyes. Now they watch the concert through a cell phone.
Yeah, right. That's bizarre.
And it's so weird. It's true. Everybody's got their cell phone up.
Or you're watching the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't watch television.
Tiny little screen.
And I keep pulling myself back like, no, they're right there.
Right, but
the screen is so detailed, you feel like you're on the stage.
Yep.
Yeah, look, I'll do 20 seconds, 30 seconds of a song myself when I'm watching a concert, but I'll never do the whole song because I want to watch it.
Yeah. Reg in Norwalk has a question about Bob Seger. Reg?
Reg?
How you doing? Bob Seger, you think he might come back?
I'm getting the feeling that Bob Seger has not officially retired, but has retired. Because he's in his upper 70s now, age-wise. And as of now, I've heard of no tour going out. And I usually hear about Bob Seger going out probably close to a year before he goes out. And he loves boating on Lake Michigan, and that's his life.
He deserves it. He earned it.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. That would be one that would have concert promoters drooling, right?
Yes, it would.
Bob Seger?
No question about it. Yep. Probably one of the greatest artists, in my opinion, of all time.
Paul McCartney, who used to play very short shows with the Beatles, says he plays long shows now, and it's all Bruce Springsteen's fault.
Yes.
We have a clip.
Now, you know, people do 3-4 hours. I blame Bruce Springsteen. I've told him so. I said, it's your fault. You can't now do an hour. But we used to do a half hour. That was like the Beatles thing. Half an hour. And we got paid for it. You were on package bills. It was a lot of people on the bill. Yep. So we thought, well, half an hour, that's like epic. You know, so, but that was it. You know, a big Beatles show, we were on and off like that.
When was the first time you booked Bruce and you thought, wow, this guy,
look at your
when
watch.
Can we go home?
Look at your watch.
What the hell? Yeah.
Bruce!
I didn't feel that way because I was in my 20s. But it, truthfully, now with, actually, you mentioned Bruce, but Paul McCartney, his shows are a little long for people my age. They are. And Bruce has cut his show down to 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Oh.
Down.
What were they?
They used to be between 3.5 and 4 hours.
Right. Wow. He started Friday and Saturday.
As he says, he's 73, and he can't do 3-4 hours and play every other night. It's just not physically possible.
Yeah, now he's just born to walk.
I was covered in sweat and tired just by, like, being up and, like, dancing and singing to Bruce. I'm like, this guy is, like, hanging off the mic stand, yep. Jumping off the drum riser.
Right.
Going bananas.
I'm drinking a Red Bull.
Pushing out the vocals.
Oh, my God. I'm so tired.
Like, okay. I don't know how he's doing it.
And he shouts everything, even in between the songs.
He does.
He loves the stage.
Yeah.
To me, he's the greatest live performer I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I've seen them all.
The first time I saw him was at Rentschler Field. It was your show.
Yes.
And he was doing this thing back then with the mic stand where this was just a regular mic stand.
Uh-huh.
With a round bass.
Yeah.
And he would grab it and hoist his feet up off the ground.
Wow.
And he would basically be going parallel with the floor, and he'd be holding himself up like that.
You didn't see the invisible rope around his feet and two roadies pulling down.
I did not see a David Copperfield string.
Also, you let go. Bam! Guys, what the hell? That's when he started shouting, what?
I was like, wow, I've never seen anything like this.
Yep.
Well, I don't think you could do that anymore.
No.
No.
I couldn't do it back then. I can't do it now.
On this day in 1979, the Charlie Daniels Band with the Winter Brothers at the New Haven Coliseum.
Damn.
But it wasn't the Winter Brothers of Johnny and Edgar.
Oh.
There was a band called the Winter Brothers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
I definitely assumed the other.
Yeah, she confused everybody.
It was Ernie and Saul.
Oh, so we're not the only ones who were confused.
Right.
No, we had to give money back.
Oh.
Really?
Oops. Yeah, we had to give money back. It was unbelievable.
Oops.
Yeah.
She would not beat Winter Brothers.
No, but also today in 1999 at the Civic Center, the Meadows, which is Xfinity right now, we had Tom Petty.
Cool.
And the Heartbreakers.
They were Donnie and Dennis Winters.
Oh, yeah, big difference.
Oh, what a downer.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, the Winter Brothers, you know, Frankenstein into Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You got a little monster show there.
I would name myself Cold and Harsh.
So the difference is the last name Winter to Winters.
Ah.
That's it.
Aha.
Well, the other difference, they weren't albinos.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
You could turn the lights on. They had no problem with it.
That would have been hysterical to have, like, camera shots of facial reactions when they came out and started playing. It's like, wait a minute.
They're not affected by the sun at all.
I'll probably get suspended by Kristen for saying that now.
They got tans.
Why would you? So you gave the money back just because people were upset?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely. I want people to come back with a smile to my concerts.
Yes.
That's cool.
Every single time.
Are you here next week or are you off? You're off to Italy?
I am going over to Italy for 2 weeks.
Nice.
Oh, man. Well deserved.
Got to have the margarita pizza.
So when I come back, I want to do the show in Italian.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Very good.
It's a Jimmy. Yep.
All right.
Can we do
thanks.
That AI? Can we do Italian AI?
Well, have a great vacation.
Yes.
Great. You too, guys. Have a good holiday.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you in 2 weeks.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.